Well, finally my video to tell you what I think's going to happen in 2023. So the biggest question that I get on a daily basis, and even when I do my live events and emails and everything else, is, Dan, where do you think mortgage rates are going to go? Where do you think home prices are going to go? Those are the two main questions I get asked. So last year I did a video and I thought I gave you my context of what I thought was going to happen in 2022. And basically, well, here it is. So let's look at what I just said there. And it's kind of freaky how it's laying out. Now, the Russian war is playing havoc on these things. But let's just go over some numbers that we've seen since that time. Now, that was September of 2020. All right, we're about a year and a half later. So we have housing. If you didn't buy at that point because you're like, okay, the housing market, we're in a bubble or so forth, you missed out on 2021, which saw an 18% increase in housing prices. Plus, we're probably up another 2% this year. So you probably missed out on a 20% increase in housing. So now, are you looking to jump in? Okay, you've already seen that. It's like trying to buy Bitcoin. It was a dollar, now it's 40,000. Now, is it too late? I don't know. You got to pick your points. Gas prices. And again, they're crazy today because of the Russian war. But in 2020, we were $2.18 a gallon. And now we're at the beginning of the year, at the end of the year, we were $3.50. Unemployment rate. That was a good one. 6.3 at the beginning of 2020, 3.9 at the end of the year. We're at 3.8 now. And again, so let's just keep it that way. Mortgage rates, 2.95 at the beginning, 3.24 at the end. Now we're 4.24, so up 1 full percent. Since the end, this is all, I'm just saying what happened in 2021. We're only 3 months in, or 3 months into 2022, and we're still seeing things kind of going out of proportion. So what I predicted there was mortgage rates would be about 5.5%. And people thought it was nuts at that time, because rates at that time, you got to put it in context, were about 2.875. So me saying that they're going to go up to 5.5 or almost doubling, people thought I was crazy. They said if rates hit 4%, it's the end of housing. Okay, so we've seen rates go all the way up to 7.5% this year. So I missed that. But where I did hit is, or I did predict correctly, is house prices. I thought house prices would end the year up 5%. And I knew we'd have this bubble up and down, but I'm still not predicting a crash. And I'll get to a lot of that at the end of this video. So I nailed the home appreciation on the button, but I really missed it out on mortgage rates. But what does 2023 look like? So let's get over to some of these numbers that's going to play a role in house prices, in a roundabout way, but a direct way. Let me explain. The first thing we want to look at is where inflation is. And the reason why we're doing this is it's the Federal Reserve's goal, or what their mandate is, to keep inflation or prices in check. But you see on your screen where inflation normally is and where we are today. Okay, normal inflation, what the Federal Reserve tries to do is they try to keep inflation at 2%, right around there. It could uptick a little bit, but they don't want it exceeding 2. They're okay with it under 2%, but you got to watch so you don't have deflation. That's a whole nother animal. But you can see back here in 2021 and 2022, inflation just spiked out of control. And a lot of it was government stimulated. Government sent out checks to tons of people, and they kept spending money and money and money. And then the Federal Reserve basically made borrowing free. If not, most rates were zero or at their historic lows ever, ever, ever. So that spurred housing and a whole bunch of other things. But to keep this in the context, let's say here, inflation is way out of control. So what does the Federal Reserve have to do? Well, they have to increase rates. So one rate that we follow is the prime rate. This gives us a blend of where rates are, have been, and where they should be. So let's get over to this. This is where the prime rate is. If you ever got an adjustable rate mortgage, or you ever talk to somebody about, rates, most people come up and they say, oh, the prime rate is this. Okay, so let's keep that in the context. You can see here's the screen of where the prime rate's been over history. Back in 1980, yes, I was in the business in 1980, rates were nuts. Let's look at where rates were here. This is the prime rate again, guys. This isn't mortgage rates. So the prime rate hit 21%. Where is it today? The prime rate today is 7%. So we're a third of where we were, but where were we just not too long ago before the Federal Reserve did all these actions? 3.5%, okay? If you go over this, most of the time for the past 10, 15 years, we've been about 3.25% to 3.5%. Right now we're at 7%. Okay. Basically twice the norm, right? The next thing is, let's go over to where mortgage rates are. You can see here where mortgage rates went crazy while the Federal Reserve. Do you see this same thing happening here as you did the prime rate? Well, again, the Federal Reserve did a lot of things, and there's a lot of pieces of this we can put into context because they did quantitative easing and a whole bunch of other things throughout the past few years to basically artificially make this number low. Okay, they wanted to spur home ownership, and they wanted to spur a bunch of things and credit and lending and people to spend and to spur up the economy. And they did a fantastic job. Maybe they overdid it. Okay, so we saw home prices really skyrocket as well as interest rates. So here's what we've seen on interest rates over time. But let's just go back over the past 10 years. Where's the average rate? Because what I want to try to figure out here is, what's the average rate in a normal economy that we're sitting in today? We're not in normal times. The world has never seen a shutdown of the whole world when it comes to labor and supplies and shipping and everything else. It's never happened. So nobody really has a workbook to go through and say, okay, the last COVID that happened, what happened? Basically, we're rewriting history at this point. Okay, so what I want to do is I want to take the averages on mortgage rates, but I want to go back pre-pandemic when things were basically back to normal. Let's go over and just go back to basically, say, 2008, 2000s. What were the average rates during that time? You can see here, there's 6, 4, 9, 7, 5 and a half, 7, 6, 5, 6. You can see right through here, before the pandemic and before a lot of other things happened, the housing crash and everything else, mortgage rates are normally about between 5.5% and 6.5%. What are we seeing today? We're seeing rates about 6.25%. So this might be the new norm when it comes, you know, to getting back to normal levels. So I'm going to go out and say this year, I'm expecting rates to be about 6% to 6.25% throughout the year. Q3 and Q4, so let's talk about where we end. I'm back to my 5.5 again. I think we're going to be back to 5.5 by the end of the year, and most economists are saying the same thing. And the reason being behind all this is the Fed, okay? And I'll put that in a little more context here in a minute. Here's where home prices have been basically since they've been charting this thing. You can see it's an upward trajectory through time. If you average this out through normal times, when you take out some of these blips that have occurred, and then yes, in 2008 to 2010, we had a major catastrophe. And then the world started correcting itself, getting back to normal. But if you take this line and you take these numbers and you say, okay, if I extrapolate these out to a where we should be at a 4% appreciation rate, and that's what most people think, or most studies show, that home prices appreciate on average about 4% over time, where should we be? So that brings me up to this. I want to show you just an archaic little chart that I put together here for you guys. What I did is I extrapolated the data from that spreadsheet that we were just looking at to an Excel spreadsheet. So let's go over all the way back to 2002. In 2002, home prices were $219,100. That was the average price of a home back in that time. So if you take a 4% appreciation year over year over year, where would that put us? Okay. So we go down through here. And so in 2022, we should have ended the year at 480,000. Well, we were actually at 542,000. So that means, just based on these numbers alone, that the housing market on average is about 12% inflated. Okay. So if you're out there thinking, you know, maybe I should wait for house prices to drop, I'm predicting that in some of the areas of the country, we will see a 10% correction. Okay, I didn't say a crash because, again, if you go back to the data that we had from previously, so if you take this data and just compile it over time at an average of 4%, that's where the correction would put us. That doesn't put into play what the Federal Reserve's doing, supply demand, COVID reliefs, COVID pandemics, and everything else. So in a normal, if nothing happened, house prices should be at 400 and I went blind again, $480,075. Okay. So we are, if you extrapolate this data down a little further, basically a couple of years ahead of ourselves. So we're about 2 years ahead of ourselves. So that means one of two things. either housing is going to stay stagnant from here, okay, for the next couple years to bring us back in the line of where we should be, or that means house prices can come back in line to where they should be. Where should they be? Well, if you use an average over history of 4%, we should be about 12% lower than we are today. But again, a lot of areas that we've seen have increased 20, 30, 40% over the last two or three years. Those places are going to get hit much, much harder than those that didn't really appreciate and didn't even keep up with these numbers. Okay. So in conclusion, let me put this up and wrap it in a bow for you. If we see the recession and actually a true recession come and be deemed that we're in a recession, normal cases, the last five recessions that we've had, mortgage rates dropped on average 1.8%. Okay. So you can see right here from Investopedia, what happens during a recession? Well, most recessions, interest rates come down to spur activity. So we're not there yet, guys. We still have robust activity, people spending and buying and spending and buying, thus pushing up prices. But as we see the supply chain finally starting to break and to fix itself, as we see people getting back to normal, whatever normal is, but if we rewound ourselves, got rid of the pandemic, where should we be? Mortgage rates should be about 5.5 to 6%. House values shouldn't be as much as they are today. They're about 10% overvalued from where they should be. Okay. That doesn't mean they're going to give that all that 10% back. Okay. But that's what I'm trying to make in the context. So my predictions are this. I'm seeing a completely flat housing market. Some housing markets can be down at the tune of 10%. Okay, so my worst case scenario, I'm seeing a 10 to 12% reduction in home values. On average, I see home prices being flat across the board. I see mortgage rates finishing the year at 5.5. Doesn't mean we're going to go straight there. We're about 6.5 right now, and we have some work to do. The main reason behind all this, inflation and the Fed. The Fed has deemed that they're going to do everything they can to make sure inflation comes back in check. So I think they're basically at the end of their rope when it comes to doing what they need to do. They're finally going to sit back and give it a little bit of time to work. We're going to start seeing that really work. You can see gas prices coming down, lumber prices coming down, commodity prices coming down. That's going to help everybody in everybody's pocket. So that is my prediction for this year. Hopefully you find it informative and valuable, and I'll make sure I put all the content in that you can do all this research yourself down below. So all these links to all these places that I showed you and went over to give you the content behind everything will be available for you right down below in the description. So you guys make a determination on what you think. I'd highly appreciate it if you guys would leave in the comments down below what you expect and the whys. And the whys, what I don't want is the world's going to crash, housing prices are going to be the worst ever, and that's it. Please provide your context behind it so we all can learn together. So my name is Dan Frio. I am actually a mortgage advisor. If you need any assistance with a mortgage, if you're looking to try to get pre-approved to buy your first house, maybe your first investment property, we'd love to help. To do that, all you need to do is go to therateupdate.com. Here's all the information you need to get a hold of us so we can make sure we help you in 2020. Thanks so much for watching. God bless. I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.